You're listening to Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. I need some touch in.
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valve, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve.
It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio, now a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve. This is a show for people who have never listened to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you've got a question, you're embarrassed to take your regular medical provider. If you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call. 347-766-4323. That's 347-POOHEAD. Follow us on Twitter at Weird Medicine, at Lady Diagnosis, and Dr. Scott WM. Visit our website at drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy, or go to our merchandise store at cafepress.com/weirdmedicine. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take anything you hear with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, pharmacist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, physical therapist, clinical laboratory scientist, registered dietitian, or whatever. All right, and before I start talking to Dr. Scott, don't forget stuff.drsteve.com. That's stuff.drsteve.com for all of your shopping needs. The holidays are coming. You need things that we've maybe mentioned on this show. You go to stuff.drsteve.com. You can scroll down, see just about everything we've ever discussed. If you want something on there that we've discussed and it's not there, let me know. Or you can just click through to Amazon, but doing that really helps to keep us on the air. Also, don't forget tweakedaudio.com, offer code FLUID for 33% off. The best earbuds for the price in the world and the best customer service anywhere. And 33% off is a huge discount. It's like getting three for the price of two, even though I've said it just exactly the opposite before because I'm an idiot. Don't forget Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net. And if you want to attain your ideal body weight, check out Noom. Noom.drsteve.com. You'll get 2 weeks for free so that you can try it. Look, it's not for everybody. Nothing is. But we've had a bunch of people have some really excellent results with this. I have had excellent results with it. I was, you know, pushing 200, got down to 155, went on vacation and went crazy. And now I'm again working on getting myself back down to that so-called ideal body weight. Noom makes it very easy. There's accountability. You get a counselor, you get a group, counselor. Anyway, 2 weeks free, 20% off if you decide to do it. You only have to do it for 3 months. Go to Noom. .drsteve.com, noom.drsteve.com. And if you're lazy like me, I like doing Blue Apron. It was awesome. I did Terrace Kitchen because they did all the prep for you. And then I got really lazy and I got Freshly. So they deliver fresh prepared meals that make eating right super easy. They're all gluten-free. They're very well prepared. They look small when you look at the little thing, but when you dump it out on the plate, there's actually a lot of food there. You can use my link to get 6 dinners for $39 for 2 weeks, and that's $20 off each week. You give it a try. If you like it, you continue. If you don't like it, to hell with it. Just cancel. Give it a try and let me know what you think. That's freshly.drsteve.com. And lastly, if you would like archives of the show, go to premium.drsteve.com for $1.99. You can get all of the shows starting from number one. And if you use offer code FLUID, I think this still works, you get half off of that for the first 3 months. So for $1 a month, you just download everything and then cancel it. If you're too lazy to do that, send me $30, go to the to drsteve.com, and right there on the front page is a place where you can click, and you send me $30 through PayPal, and I will send you a thumb drive, a 32-gig thumb drive with 16 gigs of content on it, that has every show on it up until the point when you ordered it. All right. Very good. So thank you for that. And now we're 5 minutes in. I probably ought to start the show. So I see Dr. Scott is here and also Cody Gilmer from the band Indie Ghost. Follow them on Spotify or on Twitter at Indie Ghost Band. And Cody, you got something to plug. You have a new album on Spotify, I know.
Yeah, we just dropped Satan's Texas Vacation on Spotify.
And it's interesting because it has nothing to do with Satan, nothing to do with Texas, and that's nobody's vacation, right?
I did not write the lyrics. I think the actual song has to do with, I think Satan's in there a little bit.
Really?
You'd have to ask Randy or Dan.
Yeah, I listened to the lyrics. I didn't get any of that out of there. But
I'll find out an answer for next week.
It doesn't even matter. It's a cool title if you don't care about hitting the Bible Belt too hard.
No, not really.
So yeah, check out Indie Ghost. They're on Twitter at Indie Ghost Band. Or you can go on Spotify and check out. And where else can they get your stuff?
If you just type in the Indie Ghost, it'll pretty much pop up all the different platforms. We're on Facebook, Spotify, Instagram, all that stuff. I would just make sure that there is a female lead vocalist is the easiest way to make sure you've got the right band.
There are a couple. Who would have ever thought there'd be more than one Indie Ghost?
I know. And what's even weirder is there was only one when we started, and they were out in Australia as a DJ, and so we kind of went with it. But a band that had been obsolete for years and years decided to come up again. So it's been entertaining.
Well, and then they call themselves Indie Ghost with like an X instead
for the O,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We ran them off.
Indie Ghost. Okay, check it all out. There's no bad music. I just got back from seeing King Crimson at the Ryman.
Lucky bastard.
That was okay.
Was it
so
fabulous?
It was not only fabulous. It is. It's my number one concert of my life now.
Wow.
And the one that held the crown held it for 40 years.
Wow. Oh!
So, yeah, it was absolutely the greatest concert I've ever been to.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, from me to Dr. Scott to where Robert Fripp was.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yes, and that was awesome. Of course, he's completely inanimate when he's up there. He just sits there. He's the coolest.
Doesn't move, does he?
He's 70-something now, but I understand he was always that way. If you go back and look at, like, the video for The Waiting Man, which was back when Adrian Belew played with them, and they were quite a different band than they are now. Even then, you know, he would play these runs just over and over again and just be staring at Adrian Belew. Like, you know, I always imagine that it was like the last image you would see before the serial killer, you know, cuts your throat or whatever.
Hell yeah.
But it was amazing. And he seemed he cracked a smile a few times. And he's not affectatious about it. I just think that's just how he is. It's not an affectation.
He's lost in it, man.
Yeah, and
he's grooving.
I saw a picture of all of his pedals and all this stuff. You just never see him messing with it. You know, you see, like, you guys are down on your knees fucking with your pedals the whole time.
Hell,
and,
yeah.
You know, and
gotta
stomping on them and stuff.
Yeah.
I never once saw him do anything, but yet it was all different.
Does he have his actual board on the stage, or does he do like the MIDI controller and have it in a box?
No, that's a good question. But if you look at the picture, you can go to Tony Levin. It's their bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And just go to TonyLevin.com. He's got his diary, and there's pictures of his setup. And he's got, you know, a couple of laptops, and there's rack-mounted stuff, and then there's a bunch of pedals and shit.
I got to check that shit out.
And, you know, it's pretty cool. And matter of fact, they even, I looked at one place where they said every pedal that he's got and how he uses it and all that stuff.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll check that out.
And the three-drummer thing, I didn't understand that, but now I do. Now I totally get it.
Wait, three drummers?
They have three drummers, and they're all very different, but all of them are virtuosos. And there's this guy, Gavin Harrison. He's British, and he blew me away. I was right behind him and could watch him play.
Are they all drum sets, or are they like you have percussionists?
Well, like Pat Mastellotto is one of the guys, and he looks just like Wood Floor Liquor for people who are really, really deep into the Open Anthony fandom. But he's got more percussion stuff, and then Gavin is more of just a straight drummer. And then the guy in the middle, Terry, he's the one I know the least, but he also plays keyboards.
Oh, okay.
But
that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. So, and but they would, they do, like, during Indiscipline, they're doing these sort of mini solos, and they're trading fours and then trading twos, and at one point they're trading ones, and, you know, it's just, it's the coolest damn thing. I totally get it now.
That's sick.
Yeah. So that was just sort of a separate person, and they're in the front. You know, they're like the front guys, except the front guy is up in the back, up on the top of a riser. You know, it's just odd how they do everything.
That is kind of,
but it was an incredible damn concert. If you have, I think they're almost done, but if you have any chance to go see them, you should. And Fripp even said, don't wait till, quote unquote, the next King Crimson tour, because there may not be one.
It's coming to that point.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, well, hell, there
he's 70-something, isn't he?
He's 70-something. And
I sadly missed Tom Waits' last tour. Had an opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Passed the buck.
Yeah, I love Tom Waits.
I do, too.
So, but anyway, it was great. So how did you guys' tour go?
It went fantastic, actually. A lot of riding and a lot of driving. The shows were a lot of fun. Horseburner is the shit.
What's Horseburner?
That's the other band we toured with. That was our touring
mates. I never heard of them.
You should check them out.
Okay, I'm going to check them out right now. Talk about the tour. I'm going to look them up.
I mean, really, sum it all up, it was just, I mean, we were in a car a lot. A whole lot.
Yeah, and the whole southeast, down through Florida.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys all get one hotel room and just pile in there?
There was a few. It kind of changed up here and there. See, the first part of the journey was Kim was with us. And then when we headed
down
to...
That's your wife or your fiance.
Close enough.
Yeah.
When we headed down to Florida, she came back and went and worked and then met back up with us in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
The Florida drive was by far the worst. I was crammed in between Q and Dan in the back seat of a Jeep Renegade.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Talk about a sardine can.
Yep.
It was rough. It was well worth it. Miami was so much fun.
You guys played in Miami?
Fuck yeah, we did.
Damn,
it was awesome.
Is this Horseburner?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I would like this.
Oh, yeah, you'll love these dudes. They're the coolest dudes.
Let me
ever
hear the guy sing, though. Is he doing the typical?
No.
Really?
You're gonna love it.
Okay, check out Horseburner. I dig it.
Oh yeah,
who's that chick though?
We coined from the tour. We're Ghostburner when we tour together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, cool.
Cool, man.
Good ass time. Like I said, not. I'm trying to think if there's any crazy stories. A lot of shitty sound guys.
They're from West Virginia, these guys?
Yeah.
So you guys didn't bring your own sound people?
No, we can't afford that yet. But that's the goal.
I think this is their first major tour.
This was ours. Horseburner's been doing this for...
They're on a shoestring budget, I would assume.
Yeah, absolutely. They're on a shoestring budget as well, but they've been doing it a lot longer than us. I can't remember how long they've been a band. They just recently got a new guitar player, Matt. He's the shit. I love all those dudes, though.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Going on a tour to Europe next year, I believe.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, the Scandinavian countries will really like them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the home of Meshuggah and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Adam, their drummer, probably has the most fantastic facial expressions of any drummer I've ever seen. Straight up.
Well, cool.
I love Adam.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man. So, if you got a chance to see Indigos, call in. So, you know, say some, you know, send them some props.
Cool.
Yeah. You never know. There might have been somebody that was there that actually listens to this shit.
Yeah, I saw them in Bristol Rhythm and Roots, and they were fabulous.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get a chance to check you after the show.
No, you know, these rock stars.
I had so many problems at that gig. Did you notice?
Yes, a lot of issues. But everybody's sounding great.
I got it dialed in there finally. Yeah.
I love it.
Well, that's cool.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks,
well, congratulations on your first East Coast tour.
Well, thanks, bud. Yeah. It was a good ass time. Like I said, a lot of good venues, a lot of good crowds.
Could you tell, like Benny Goodman? This is back in the day, so it's but slightly analogous because he was quite the rebel in his time. You know, they went from town to town, and when they got to one town, there was something that they had played got on the radio. And then, so they were playing to like 10 and 15 people, and then they get to this next one, and there's like, you know, the people are just, it was like the Beatles, you know, cramming in to see them.
Oh, shit.
And so I just wondered if you guys had any experience like that where all of a sudden things you could tell that the crowds were getting turned on.
We didn't, I mean, the crowds, I can't remember specific venues because it's been a few weeks since then, and there's been so much happened in between then and now.
Right.
But, it was a very, there wasn't any like crazy crowd moments, but all the crowds were extremely organic and really fucking cool people.
Yeah.
It was a good ass time. Like I said, some shitty sound guys along the way. That was always
fun. Yeah, we need to do something about that. Hell, you know, your old buddy was an audio engineer. I mean, once an audio engineer, always an audio engineer, whether you're a doctor or not. I mean, I need to go on tour with you
guys. Why not? Absolutely. Yeah, you're more than welcome.
I don't think you can afford him.
Well, that's something, you know, if I could, hell, I would do that. Once I retire, I would just go on the road and be your sound guy.
Just holler, my friend.
Okay.
We'll take you with.
Do you take your own PA and stuff, or are you using everybody else's shit? That's part of the problem.
Actually, no. We most venues, like at the level that we're playing, like I said, these places are so particular, and they do not cater to us at all. Like, I'm talking small venues. And
what do you mean they don't cater to you? They want you to use their sound equipment?
Well, we have to. I mean, there's no other option.
Well, how does that even work?
I don't know. It's a push-pull. It's a push-pull right off the start. Since this being our first tour, I was so fucking angry by the end of it with sound guys because I'm just, in my opinion, fuck miking my goddamn amp. You don't need to in a small venue.
No,
I can push my volume as much as your little PA can.
That's the cool way to do it, though, because they've seen the, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd do that.
Exactly. I don't want to talk too much trash about the people involved, but like, it's just to me, it's like,
no, it's fine.
It's a win-win situation. Like, we listen to the sound guys. The sound guys should listen to us a little bit too.
Right.
Like, if we're playing in an arena, I get it, but we're not. We're playing in smaller venues that our amps are fully capable.
Well, you know your music and they don't. And the thing, this is what drives me crazy. It's like bass players some places. I was friends with the Red Clay Ramblers in Chapel Hill, and the whoever joined the band the most recently had to play the bass because nobody wanted to play bass. So you always got somebody that played some other instrument and he was forced to play bass.
Yeah.
I think, and as an audio engineer myself, it pisses me off when they go, well, okay, you know, in some bar, well, you're the new guy, you run the sound. Because it's not fun.
There was a few of the sound guys that were in that situation, a few new guys that had just joined up with venues and stuff like
that. Yes, and it's like, you need to put your most experienced person on doing sound, in my opinion.
Oh, agreed.
And let the least experienced person, you know, be pouring beers and shit.
It's just interesting because we tried to make their jobs easier, and they didn't want that.
Right.
They wanted to make it complicated and not sound as good. It's as simple as that.
Yeah,
I think the funniest one, though, by far, was the guy who, after basically, like, we didn't argue with him. He made us use, did we end up using a house kit at that venue? I think he tried to make us use a house kit.
Wow.
And we were like, absolutely not.
Wow.
Like, they had it set up. He's like, but I have it set up for you guys. And it's like,
yeah, some PV, you know.
It was a trash kit. I can't. You'd have to talk to the drummers
like
to understand
Sears,
how bad it was because I'm not a drummer,
brand.
But it was bad.
From back when Sears
it was bad.
Sold
and
stuff.
He was so
Sears,
offended when we did not want to use their house kit.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, absolutely not. And
he was just pissed he had to set it back up.
Well, afterwards, like I said, I got a big talking to about, like, not directed at me, about himself and how he's trying to take a new leaf in life and be more positive and not be angry at people all the time.
God.
And I was just like, Jesus, please leave.
When somebody gives
please
you that
leave
rap, that means they're pissed as shit at you.
Oh, yeah, probably. I was like, just please go.
Yeah.
We're just as unhappy as you are about this right now.
Oh, that's too bad.
But even with all of that going on, the shows were still fantastic. I'm not going to name any venues.
When you guys
like
were
that.
Spoiled, too, because you had, I mean, you know, at some of the venues you had here, you've got some pretty good people, like at the Hideaway.
Oh, yeah. Tarvo's got Jonathan us taken care
at,
of.
When he was at Sleepy Owl, knew what he was doing.
So. We got so lucky. I'm going to drop Kevin. At Rhythm and Roots, we played, you weren't at this one, it was the day before on Friday.
Yeah.
And
by the way,
outdoor, a good
if you guys ever want to go to a cool music weekend, come to Bristol, Virginia for Rhythm and Roots.
Yeah.
Just Google it. It's awesome.
It's a good time.
And it's not just fiddle and banjo shit.
No, it's everything.
They sometimes try to push that, but we push back and we bring other stuff to the plate.
Yeah, there's other stuff.
We actually got featured in their recap video.
Oh, that's cool.
Which we're really excited about. We showed up in there. Randy was getting it, and you see Taylor in the background with the Taylor face.
Yeah, well, of course, nobody knows who you're talking about, but your singer has a very distinctive appearance because of her dreadlocks and stuff, and she's slinging them around. And
you got to be careful when she's slinging them.
You don't see that every day.
She'll be real good with them.
So if you want a visual element, you know, on your video, of course you're going to feature you guys.
The Cat of Nine Tails.
Yeah,
indeed. But
anyway, cool.
We ran into the sound guy we had, and this is just a testimony to having a good sound guy. The sound guy at our Manon's gig, the first day of Rhythm and Roots, was the guy whose basement our band started in.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And it was just so great.
Yeah.
It was so great to have someone who knew how to run some fucking sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Sound guys out there, chill out sometimes.
I'd still like to record you guys doing an acoustic set, though.
I'm hip.
Or just a couple of tunes.
I mean, why not?
Just do it unplugged. You need to do an unplugged
thing. Let's experiment.
And the other thing, if you're going to listen to Indie Ghost on, and I'll stop licking your balls here in a minute, but if you're going to listen to them on Spotify, it's great, but the magic of Indie Ghost is hearing them live.
I'll agree with you.
They're a live band, and you're approximating the experience listening to it on the studio, but I would love to see you guys do a live album sometime so people can get an idea of how charged that atmosphere is when you guys play live.
Hell yeah. I mean, I'm getting ready to probably make a few live recording on tape, but that's going to be like One Direction versus like an actual live recording.
Well, maybe that's something we could do together. Anyway, we'll talk about that after, but
Moving on.
Would be something I would like to be involved in. I would love to do a live recording of you guys. All right. Well, anyway, Dr. Scott, you were sick as F.
Woo.
And missed a couple of shows. Let's talk about that for a minute. So you had blood coming out of your ass.
Well, yeah, that was part of the problem.
And then you thought that you had the flu, which is, I guess, you know,
it's showing up now.
Maybe they.
I was the first.
Yeah, but you don't have blood coming out of your ass as a symptom of the flu. That's right. My point.
No, I totally agree. I had two separate things going on.
Yeah, in retrospect.
In retrospect, so. but I.
Yeah, so what happened?
So yes,
tell the story. You're a horrible storyteller.
Well, I'm waiting on you to stop talking. Oh, so I can tell
my fault.
No, but you know what? I had three days of some what we would refer to as frank blood, which is a lot of red blood with a bowel movement that
as
was
opposed to George blood.
George
don't
blood,
you know?
Right. And it was profoundly painful. It wasn't my first rodeo. It was the first time it had lasted for a number of days, and it was so profound.
Yeah. Do you have any pain with it?
Oh, yeah.
So you had painful bright red blood per rectum. So
right.
For the people out there, that's actually a good sign.
It is a good sign.
Usually.
Yes.
It usually
most
is a sign that you've got a tortured hemorrhoid.
Yep. Or fissure.
Or a rectal fissure.
Yep. And thankfully, anal fissures, yeah. And it wasn't the first time I had experienced it.
Which was not Joey Buttafuoco's girlfriend, but rather an anatomic defect.
That's a pretty big.
He's too young.
That's a
Cody's
pretty. That's a big stretch, but I like it.
All right.
But you know,
Joey Buttafuoco's girlfriend was named Amy Fisher. So if you have to explain it, it's no good. But anyway, sorry. That's okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Yeah, but I tell you, it's not the first time. And as we talked about it on the show a thousand times, anytime you have blood with bowel movements, it's the first time you always get it worked up and get
Dr.
it checked
out. Dr. Steve's rule of blood in the stool is the first time you see blood coming out of your ass, get it checked.
That's an issue.
And then if they say, no, it's hemorrhoids, and you know that's what it is, the next time you can blow it off, but the first time you got to get it checked out.
Right on, yeah. So that was a concern.
You did not do that.
I did following. But you know, then all of a sudden after Rom, and I'm going to blame it on Cody because it's about 5 days after I saw Cody. Maybe it's his fault.
It was that guitar playing.
Cody was Typhoid Mary. He had the damn shit while he was in Florida.
Yeah,
but what happened?
You think he gave it to you?
Yeah, I'm blaming him. So I was in clinic and I was in there seeing some patients. I stopped being able to move my arms, and my fingers were starting to go numb, and my legs were really getting profoundly aching. I was like, well, shit. There's only one thing that can cause this. I've got the flu. And about the time I started shivering uncontrollably.
Oh, no.
And the reason I went and I took Dr. Steve's advice and went and had everything worked up just to make sure it was not like a perforated, you know, bowel from a diverticulum that had ruptured and I was septic or something.
Let's talk
like
about
that.
Yeah. Painless bright red blood per rectum can be from a lot of things, but one of them can be a diverticular bleed.
Yep. Yep.
So diverticulae, Cody, are thin-walled pockets that bloop out of the out of the colon. So think of the analogy I always use is when I was a kid, we had tires that had inner tubes.
Yeah.
So you had an elastic inner tube and a very tough outer tube, right?
Yeah.
So imagine the colon is kind of like that. You got a fibrous outer layer and an elastic inner layer. And if you have a giant American turd
repeatedly
that blasts down there and it breaks open that fibrous outer, so it splits, the elastic inner lining will bloop out of that split, right? And you'll get this little pocket.
Yeah.
And they're very thin walled because it's really just the inner wall that's makes up that pocket. And those things can bleed like crazy. Now, if they get infected, it causes diverticulitis, then it'll cause pain, but they don't have to be infected to bleed.
Right.
So you can get painless bright red blood per rectum. Mm-hmm. And it really depends on, you know, if you have a turd and it's just pure brown and then it's followed by blood, that means one thing, you know, that the blood is following the
What does that mean actually?
It means you've ripped something open.
Right.
As the stool as a turd's coming through, it's ripped open
a
fissure or a hemorrhoid possibly.
I've had moments like this many a time.
Okay.
So. That's why I'm paying very close attention.
Now, if it's swirled
around. A lot
around,
of people have, yeah.
If it's swirled around in the turd, then that's different. Then that means that the bleeding is farther up and it's had a chance to admix with the stool.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty, still get it checked out.
I've been checked out. I went to a gastro a long time ago.
Yep.
I've just now figured out how to, basically keep it in check, if that makes sense. He diagnosed it as hemorrhoids. I have a stage three?
I don't know how you stage a hemorrhoid. They're either big as hell.
And they're bleeding like
I got one big one that probably won't go away on its own.
Oh, so, we can talk about how to fix that. But, hey, and I would like to real quick just dive into just how to soften up the stools a little bit.
Yeah, go for it.
If it's all right with you.
We need to do that in this country because we're all eating
shit.
Yes,
we do.
You're going to need to tune that sucker up. That's
is that what the pass was for?
Yeah. And I've got a good little concoction. It's Miralax. I do a cap of Miralax at bedtime. And
Miralax is polyethylene glycol. Yeah. It's a basically plastic.
Yeah, it's a
but
it's
it takes on water and it keeps it. So it's
coating my insides in plastic.
It kind of sucks everything. It sucks the moisture in out of your body, so it makes the stool pass through much more comfortably. And another thing, Dr. Steve, that I use that maybe a lot of people don't know anything about is I like aloe water.
Okay.
Aloe water. And the brand I use is it's called George's Aloe Water. But what I've found is it really works extremely well on soothing an irritable bowel.
Huh.
And then, of course, I took Dr. Steve's advice and got some Intergam.
Is that helping you?
I think it is. I think it is helping. And
So Intergam is basically bovine antibodies. You know, they don't waste anything when they slaughter a cow. Mm-hmm. And so they take out its blood and take out the antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
And what's weird is you can take them by mouth and they'll make their way through to your colon. And if there's bacterial bodies or other things in there, including that dreaded word toxins, that are coming in contact with the bowel wall and causing inflammation, these antibodies will bind those and prevent them from becoming in contact with that bowel wall and decreasing the inflammation. It's great for irritable bowel syndrome and other inflammatory bowel conditions, including we did an article in the medical literature about using it for chemotherapy-related what we call mucositis, meaning, mucus inflammation. And people get that with chemo and stuff, and actually that Intergam works pretty well for that as well, so... And it's not indicated for that here.
It has worked, but my stomach feels profoundly better with that regimen. And I think what had happened, I'd just gotten a little out of control as far as not keeping my colon moist and happy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, and
moisten
and man,
up that
I'm
colon.
Telling you what, after that, it was much, much, much better.
Good. So and you're then, better, Cody's better, everybody's better.
Yeah, all my, just to clarify, all my blood went away strictly through like a variety of a diet, like not eating one thing too much.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it helped a shitload.
Yeah, people who just eat chicken fingers all the time, and we have a friend who does that. I'm always concerned about the monotony of their diet for a lot of reasons. They're missing out on micronutrients and stuff. And, if you have somebody cleaning your house or if you clean your house and you routinely miss one corner, it's fine for a year or two. But then you know, all of a sudden you'll notice just this shit just piled up there. And because of a, it's just sort of a methodical missing of that area. And the same thing is true if you just eat the same thing every day. You can get away with it for a long time, but after a while, there will be things that you're missing out on that will kind of accumulate. The deficit will actually accumulate. So, having a more varied diet is better. We were designed to eat lots of different things.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, they say gorillas in the wild eat like 40 different varieties of plants.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, you know, but when they're in captivity, they get, you know, just like us, they get some spinach and some kale and some other things. And that's one of the reasons why they've had trouble with wild animals and the reproduction.
That interesting.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Never would have thought of that.
Yep.
That makes a whole lot of sense, actually.
Let me do a news story for you guys. Found this. I just found it to be interesting. This is from Medical News Today, called Vampires and Rabies. What's the link? At first, there appears to be little to link a mythical blood-sucking beast.
Oh, no.
And a serious medical condition. However, as we shall see, the two could very much be entwined. Of course, they, you know, back when the vampire legends started, they didn't have rabies vaccine. People, you know, particularly people who don't like vaccines, think of rabies. At least think of rabies. Kids do not fear wild or, you know, strange dogs like they did when I was a kid. Because when I was a kid, they used to run these PSAs on TV. They were black and white. Yeah. This guy coming down the stairs, then boom, boom, boom. You know, the rabies would kick in, and it terrified me. It gave me nightmares, you know. And we were terrified. I have friends who live in India where they don't, in areas of India where they don't have routine vaccination of dogs, and they're terrified of dogs.
Yeah.
Because they're monsters. In a place where you have rabies that is endemic, strange dogs are monsters that will kill you.
Mm-hmm. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying. Mm-hmm. And we just go, well, there's a dog. Mm-hmm. You know, because we're so used to our animals being vaccinated for rabies. But anyway, okay. Vampires are so entrenched in our psyche that there's a probability not one adult in the whole of the Western world doesn't know who Dracula is. Yeah, I'd say he's a pretty famous mythical figure. According to some researchers, the origin of the vampire myth could be rooted in a very real menace. Rabies. There's this guy at the hospital, and he's actually from Transylvania, which is in Romania, right? He's Romanian.
Romania, yeah.
And his name is Radu. And so whenever I call him on the phone, like I have to need him to do something, he's a doctor, I'll always go, Radu, Radu. It drives him crazy. He's not a big fan.
He doesn't
you
love
shouldn't,
it.
No. You shouldn't stop.
No, I will never stop. It's just too great.
It's too good.
Rabies is a deadly virus that is transmitted to humans by the bite of an infected animal. Globally, it kills an estimated 60,000 people a year.
Holy shit.
That equates to one death every 9 minutes. That means besides the people that just died of boredom listening to this, we've killed... at least 4 people during the show. No, it got more than that. 5 people.
Mm-hmm. That's nuts.
Initial symptoms are only flu-like, but once they appear, rabies is almost always fatal. Creatures that carry the virus include skunks, dogs, coyotes, foxes, and you get it, vampire bats. But that's not the connection with the mythical vampires that we're discussing today. In the 1700s, vampires were not just legends. As far as normal folk were concerned, vampires were a genuine worry, as Voltaire said. Voltaire talked about vampires. Vampires were the sole matter of conversation between 1730 and 1735. And it just so happens that there was a rabies epidemic in Hungary in the 1720s, the very time and place where the vampire legend appears to have taken root. The similarities run deeper still, so let's talk about it. The following links were made by Dr. Gomez Alonso, a Spanish neurologist who published his intriguing theory in the journal Neurology in 1998, which is no just throwaway journal. Vampires are almost always depicted as male. Rabies affects men 7 times more often than women. I wonder why that is. biting. Individuals with rabies become particularly aggressive and sometimes bite or attempt to bite other people. So this would be more like the Nosferatu variety of vampire, like Peter in What We Do in the Shadows. Have you seen that?
No.
Everyone should go watch that movie right now.
What's the name of the movie?
What we Do in the Shadows, I think that's what it
I've
is.
I've heard about that. I've been meaning to check that out, actually.
It's hilarious. And then they did a TV show, which is also awesome. So the and you should watch the movie and then immediately go watch the TV show. But in the movie, they had Nosferatu, basically. He was a 4,000-year-old vampire that lived in a closet downstairs. And they're like, oh, no, Peter ate the pizza man again, you know. But he was just savage, you know, as opposed to the cultured sort of Dracula-type vampire.
How funny.
Aversions. Rabies might cause people to become averse to strong or surprising stimuli, including odors. Ooh.
Such as garlic.
Light and mirrors.
That explains it.
And mirrors. In fact, according to this paper, a man was not considered rabid if he was able to stand the sight of his own image in a mirror. When someone with rabies comes into contact with such stimuli, their face can become contorted as the facial muscles spasm. Their lips curl back to display their teeth, and their vocal cords may contract, producing hoarse sounds. And they become hypersexual. Transformation vampires are often depicted turning into other animals, a bat being the most common. Animals with rabies behave in much the same way as humans with rabies. It's not too much of a leap of the imagination to think of somebody living in the 18th century who saw a human and an animal acting similarly might make some sort of link. They might assume the animal and beast were morphing into each other.
That almost makes being a vampire sound not so bad, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, the modern vampire, that looks awesome.
That doesn't sound bad to me.
Having all kinds of intercourse.
That's right. Hypersexual.
And they can get, they can just attract people to them. Matter of fact, that the TV show, What We Do in the Shadows, there's all kinds of that going on.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what they based Dracula off of? The person who they based it off
of?
Yeah,
Vlad the Impaler, right?
Actually, I don't know.
Vlad Dracula.
I was listening to a podcast about this the other day on Mini Morbid, or not Mini Morbid. Morbid is the name of the podcast. It's a really good one if you haven't checked it out. It's actually on the Countess Elizabeth Bathory.
What?
Yep. She was, I guess, to date the worst female serial killer and was the true inspiration for Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Stoker, but yes. Countess Bathory?
Yeah, she was obsessed with torturing and killing servants.
Hmm. Now, was she in New Orleans? Because there was a woman in New Orleans that pulled that crap.
No, she was Hungarian. She was in Hungary.
Okay, Hungarian.
It was really
woman.
Fascinating. I don't know if you haven't heard about her.
Reputed
I would check her out.
Serial killer from the noble family of Bathory.
She was a wild woman.
Hey, my ex-wife's middle name is Bathory.
She was the woman that supposedly bathed in blood.
For real? Is that true?
Yes, it is. Maria Bathory.
She's been labeled by the Guinness World Book of Records as the most prolific female murderer. The precise number of victims is debated. She and four collaborators were accused of torturing and killing hundreds of young women between 1585 and 1609.
Ugh.
Yeah, you could get away with more of that. So there's a there's a legend, and I don't know if it's true, in New Orleans of this woman that was taking people and like doing human centipede type stuff with them and doing all kinds of weird experiments. And she would keep them in the basement and they were screaming, for help. And people thought the place was haunted. So when it burned down, they didn't go in to save anybody.
Oh, for God's sake.
Something like that. Somebody can maybe correct me on that story, but that was crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, the stories of her sadistic serial murders are verified by testimony of more than 300 witnesses and survivors, as well as physical evidence in the presence of horribly mutated dead, dying, and imprisoned girls found at the time of her arrest. Wow. Stories depicting her vampiric tendencies, most famously the tale that she bathed in the blood of... Oh, wait. Hang on. She bathed in the blood of virgins to retain her youth. Were generally recorded years after her death are considered unreliable. Okay. Wow. Okay, yeah. She's often compared to Vlad the Impaler, on whom the fictional Count Dracula is partly based. Someone says she inspired Bram Stoker's Dracula, though there is no evidence to support this hypothesis. But it's an interesting theory.
Yeah, it was a really good podcast.
There's some
on
really
Morbin.
Effed up people in this world.
Yeah, she was definitely effed up.
Yeah.
Regardless if the rumors are true or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was effed up.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you see, I guess the guy they've got out in, is he in California now or somewhere that's...
Oh, yeah, he did like 98 killers. Oh, yeah, that's bad. Cut the shit, serial killers. Jesus.
Be nice.
I don't think they can, though. Why can't them
serial killers just be nice?
Can they just get along?
Are they even people?
I don't know. It depends on your definition, I guess.
I guess so.
Are we going to play a tune since we've got Cody here?
Yeah, man.
Let's make him play something he doesn't know.
Let's make him play
Yay.
Something.
Yay.
He's a professional.
Oh, I don't know about that.
He is a professional.
I'll wing something, though. Anytime.
Well, you can do a... Okay, so this is in G, right?
Yeah, G. Got a little volume on my...
Where are you? Okay. Let me hear Cody a little bit. Ooh, that's a good tune.
Well, that's close.
I had it earlier.
Well, you know, the strings on that thing are so old.
No, you just had the thing restrung.
I was about to say, you still have the service tag for your string.
It's like 2 years ago.
What's the date on it?
Oh, my God.
2 years?
2014.
Oh, shit, man. I swear to you, I thought it was like 2 years ago.
No.
Unless that's a 9. It's either a 14 or a 19.
It's not a 9.
Oh, it's a 14?
Yeah, there's no way.
Dude, I remember when you did it, because I picked it up, brought it back over to the house. That's how long we've been doing this. You got it? You done?
I don't have any processing for you unless you want to plug into that amp, and we can just mic that amp.
That's up to you guys. I'll play whatever.
Well, you got a solo in this, so.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, shit. We need to get that thing tuned up.
Tuned it, but.
Well, it's probably the strings. I'll get it restrung.
I can. I'll string it for you.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I can string it.
Okay, good.
No,
I saw
you
the
can't.
Service tag and I got worried there.
No,
for a
I'm
minute.
Just lazy and I'm rich, so I can make.
Okay,
other
that's understandable.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't string things because he doesn't. He has people string things for him.
Well, I'll be your stringer if you need one.
He can.
By the way, if you're listening to this and wondering what in the F are they doing, this is our vacation show. So.
Right on.
I guess while you're doing that, I could take a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's dialed in.
Yo, Doc, I've got an odd question. There's a pain above my left eyebrow. When I push on it slightly, it feels subdermal, but I don't know how to describe it. It's only when I, like, touch on it.
Yep.
Well, I guess I can make it... No, I can't feel it when I, like, furrow my brow. But if
right.
I rub as if I'm just kind of massaging gently above my left eyebrow...
Yes.
It's...
Stop
it's
doing
like a
that.
Deep pain that kind of...
Doc, it hurts when I do this. Well, stop doing
That's
it.
Right.
Almost always it's going to be a subdermal cyst. He's exactly mm-hmm. right. It's subdermal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just not a lot of space between the eyebrow and the skull. So when you get a little cyst in there, it will be painful when you push on it. It could even be a zit. So if it goes away quickly, it's a zit. If it doesn't, it may be a subdermal cyst. Just let your primary care look at it.
Especially if he's wearing hats or something.
And if it grows, you're going to want it removed. But that's most likely what it is. All right. So are we ready?
I think so.
Okay, let's get a level here. Let me...
Test. You get a level on Cody. Remember, the louder Cody is, the less they can hear us.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. More volume.
All right, so this is just a typical country thing, but the chorus has a little weirdness. So just listen, you'll pick it up.
Yeah.
That little I'll follow along slowly.
Yeah. Yeah, the weirdness in there, you just let it flow, baby.
Indeed.
Let it flow. So, how about a little...
Well, I've been spending all my money on weed and pills, trying to write a song that'll pay the bills, but I ain't seen one yet. I guess I'll have to rob a bank. I guess it could be worse, it ain't that bad. At least I ain't sitting in old Baghdad in the middle of a hot damn desert, licking in a tank. Every time my wife talks, a baby gets mentioned. I'm so broke I can't pay attention. Lord, how it tears me up to see her cry. So I've been spending all my nights on the internet, looking for a crew but ain't found one yet. Just a bunch of old local guitars, shit I can't buy. Well, Lord, if you can hear me, won't you throw a darn dog up on me?
Stay on the G.
Cause if a devil shows up with a better deal, I'm gone. I sing them real pretty, sing them real sad. People in the crowd said it ain't half bad. They call me King Turd, here I'm shitting. If you want it, you can have a crown. I've been sitting on my ass like a bump on the log, watching old Andy. Boss hole, guess I ought to get up, find myself a job. Instead of sitting on the couch trying to write the next line, I guess there ought to be a better use of my time, like figuring out which one of these banks I'm gonna rob. Well, name of the game is hurry up and wait, but that ain't putting no food on my plate or gas in my car. And I drive a Bronco. So, Lord, if I can get me a record deal, I might not have to worry about my next meal. But I'll still be trying to figure out what rhymes with Bronco. Well, Lord, if you can hear me, won't you throw a damn dog up on? Cause if a devil shows up with a better deal, I'm gone. Well, I sing them real pretty, sing them real sad. And the people in the South said it ain't half bad. Hey, call me King Turd, here I'm shit, man. If you want it, you can have a crown. Well, they call me King Turd, here I'm shit, man. If you want it, you can have a crown. Cody, feel like playing a little bit?
Take it, Cody.
I couldn't hear Cody either. I'm sorry, no, Cody.
I cranked you all the way up, too.
Is that all the way up? We're going to have to. Yeah, man, yeah. I'm going to bring my fuzz pedal.
Okay. I can. I mean, we weren't planning on you playing today, so.
No.
Well, why not?
Amen. We'll take any help.
No, I can. I can totally get you hooked up.
Well, I did. Yeah. I did a little bit of a solo there. I couldn't hear it, but I think.
No,
it was,
I couldn't hear it.
I think
either.
It was mighty fine, if I do say so myself.
Well, no one will ever know.
That's fine. I'll know deep in my heart.
All right, we got 4 minutes left.
Yeah. Questions? Or you'll play something else too?
Yeah, we'll play it out.
We'll play it
Let's
out.
See here.
Hey, it's our show.
This is apropos to
me. Hey, Dr. Steve, I just wanted to call and tell you that this is my second year in a row getting a flu shot.
Good boy.
With no issues at all. It's didn't even really feel it, and I certainly didn't get sick. I was one of those in the past that had thought that I had gotten ill from getting the flu shot, but in fact, it's been 2 years now, and I feel great. And it's because of you. If I didn't listen to you, I probably would have never gotten another flu shot in my life. Back then, 15, 20 years ago, I forgot what it was. I spent the, you know, the worst $20 I've ever spent getting that loose shot, and that was sick for the week. But
yep.
Anyway, just wanted to let you know that.
Hey, thanks, man. Well, cool, man. Just so everybody understands again, the regular quadrivalent flu shot or the trivalent flu shot, not the flu mist, but the shot, was never a virus. It was never a complete virus. Mm-hmm. These proteins are grown in a culture, and you cannot get influenza from a flu shot. Now, let me see here. Why am I? There we go. You can feel like crap afterward. Mm. You can get muscle aches and feel feverish and feel like crud, but it will not kill you, unlike influenza. Now, is it without risk? Absolutely not. Of course there's risk. There's risk to everything. And there are some people who are, uh-oh.
Yeah, right on
time.
We hadn't had
Tacy call in quite a while. Let's see what she's got to say. Tacy, you're on Weird Medicine.
Okay, we got people here.
Okay.
I thought you were just still recording.
Yes.
Oh.
You're on Weird Medicine.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Okay, we'll be down in a minute. Bye.
She's late calling today.
Well, and I told those jackasses if they were going to come, it's people to look at our house to do some work. I said, if you're going to come, mm-hmm. you got to call me before you head over.
Right on.
So I can tell them if I'm available. And they just show up. So anyway, where were we? Oh, flu shot. Mm-hmm. Can't get the flu from the flu shot. Now, the flu mist is a live attenuated virus. They give that to kids. They spray it up their nose. And you were supposed to get better immunity from it because it's a live virus. And you can spread that around. Very few people get sick. Every once in a while, you get somebody that will be very susceptible to the influenza vaccine, and they'll get a thing called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a horrible thing when it happens, where you get paralysis of the legs, and it's called ascending neuritis because it continues to ascend. And if it comes all the way up to the nerves that control breathing, that's a problem. Mm. Now, I've seen one case of that in my life.
I've seen three.
Well, good for you.
No, I mean, not the same.
I mean, not that one. That's the one I meant. Yeah.
But it's not. It's rare. It's very rare. It's rare.
Here, I'll give you one of these.
Give yourself a meal.
But I've only seen one in my career, but I've seen tons of people end up on the ventilator from influenza that didn't have their flu shot. So there you go. So check out Cody and his band at Indie Ghost Band on Twitter or just Indie Ghost on Spotify. And if you get a chance to see them live, that's really the thing to do. And thanks. Always go to Dr. Scott and check him out at simplyherbals.net. We can't forget Rob Sprantz, Bob Kelly, Greg Hughes, Anthony Cumia, Jim Norton, Travis Teft, Louis Johnson, Paul Ofcharsky, Eric Nagel, Roland Campos, Sam Roberts, Pat Duffy, Dennis Falcone, Ron Bennington, and Fez Watley, whose early support of this show has never gone unappreciated. Listen to our Sirius XM show on the Faction Talk channel, Sirius XM channel 103, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, on demand, and other times at Jim McClure's pleasure. Many thanks go to our listeners whose voicemail and topic ideas make this job very easy. Go to our website at drsteve.com for schedules and podcasts and other crap. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps. Quit smoking, get off your asses, and get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.